Okay, so we've got to tie up a lot of loose ends here, and he's going to do it in one paragraph. So let's start together and then see what we remember. It's shlav, shlav, shlav. There's like little bits that tie into each other to come to the final conclusion. And it ties up everything we've set up to now, klape Perek Gimel, which is Moreh Shabbos. And then in Perek Daled, we'll start dealing with Emunah, because that's the next step. That's really, that's enough. Terms that's the Tisha B'Av that takes you into the Elul and Rosh Hashanah. We will see. There's a lot. Zelo anoseh achshav. So on Nun Tes in paragraph Gimel there, he ties together everything. Listen carefully. If what you don't understand, then you're left to go back and redo this. This is a difficult perek, not poshut at all. The Rosh HaProkim are not hard, but the understanding and the avoider is not poshut at all, and certainly not to see it in Shabbos. Now you do this in Shabbos, it's not so simple. Let's see. Now that we've seen, we understand that the whole inyan of Shabbos Kodesh brings to an unbelievable yira. Whether that yira is fear, whether that yira is awe, whether that yira is seeing consequences, whatever you want to do with yira for now, let's not go into that. But certainly, the focus is on the awe aspect of it. But you can't help being awed and not be frightened as well. You know what I'm saying? There's to be some, those two do dirty, they're hard to tease them apart. So whatever it works for you, right now, that we'll leave it for that. Shekiven shediktu kadin hu hechrach, kedei la'amid es hayosod shel ein oid milvadoi. Since we saw, you have to have din, you have to have exactness in din. In order that the foundation of, that there's nothing other than Hashem, v'yichud Hashem, is apparent. Next point, Vare Mitzias Shabbos, he called Kulul Ha'aris al Chidush Ha'olam. What Shabbos does, we saw, is reflect, teaches, makes apparent Chidush Ha'olam. V'Chidush Ha'olam Moir al Yichud Agomo. Chidush Ha'olam, that's the beginning of understanding the Yichud Agomo. If the world's a chidush, that means there was no world before Hashem willed it into existence. That means the only reason it exists is because that's the Ratzon Hashem. Shemakol mechudash memen yisbarach, shmoy, ubo lemetzias mikoach ritzon yisbarach. If it's mechudash, then it comes from the Ratzon of Hashem. Nimtze shemohus umetziut kol nivra, what is the essence and the reality of everything you see in the world? Hu hisgamshus, hisgashmus, it's the crystallization into matter of the Ratzon Hashem. That's not all it is, but that's all it is. Everything you see in the world is Ratzon Hashem in physical form. In other words, somewhere up there, there's a Ratzon for Hashem, there should be a tree. What's a tree? A tree is the Gashmi's version of that Ratzon Hashem, which is way beyond our comprehension. But that's what the Bria is. It's all it is a his gashmus to Ratzon Yisbarach. And that you see from Shabbos. From Chidush, which you see from Shabbos. V'nimtze shechutz miRatzon Yisbarach ein shum metzias klal. I mean, there is nothing in the world. We've said this many, many times, but it needs to be continually repeated. There is nothing in the Bria other than the Ratzon Hashem. Chutz miRatzonai ein shum metzias klal. Outside his Ratzon, there isn't anything. Vim came a mele yoitzi ahechrach la'amid midas adin, v'tachlis hadikduk v'achome. Therefore, you have to have dikduk hadin to the extreme, to the finest hairbreadth, because anything outside of that's already not Ratzon Hashem. Dikduk hadin means within the Ratzon Hashem. Outside the Ratzon Hashem, there isn't anything outside the Ratzon Hashem. V'nimtza Shabbos midi lele Yerushalayim yoitzi mikol. Since Shabbos is where you get no questions asked, that there's nothing outside the Ratzon Hashem, because Shabbos is about Chidush Ha'olam. Therefore, the Yira that comes from Shabbos is the most extreme form you can get, because it demands Dikduk Adil. It demands that everything is within the Ratzon Hashem. Therefore, anything you do outside the Ratzon Hashem, anything that's outside the Dikduk Adil, takes you out of reality. Now we can understand a little bit more deeper which we've looked at this a few times, and everybody knows this, and everybody thinks they understand what it means. Let's try and understand a little bit more of depth in this famous Chazal. The Gemara in Kuf Yutes in Shabbos, Kolamit Palo Be'erev Shabbos Vayim Ve'yichulu. Somebody who davens Friday night and he says Vayichulu, Shnei Malach Asheres Hamalavin Loe El Adam, the two Malachim that escort the person. Manichin Yedeim Al Roishay, they put their hands on his head, whatever that means. Vayimrim Loe V'sa Vanecha V'chatecha Tu Chupa. Your avoinus will go away and will be removed, and your chatoim, your sins, will be atoned for. That's a bit strange. All he did was said vayichulu. So then, what I need elul tshuva? You say vayichulu, and that's it. All your avoiners are gone. Shekamo she'a tshuva mechaperes al chatoya adam umatzilo tomi oinesh. Same way as tshuva mechaperes, atones, mechaperes also to cover over his sins, his chatoim, and protects him from oinesh. Sheledei shemitcharet ala lemafreya havizeh histalkus ma'avot. When a person asks, how does tshuva work? I mean, how does tshuva work? Tshuva works that you have a charot on something you did before, and it works lemafreya. Had you known that you would have had charota when you did this thing, you wouldn't have done it. The same as Nadorim. How does Nadorim work? You mitcharet on the neder. When you made the neder, had you known what you would be thinking now, you wouldn't have made it. So it goes back to pre-having made the neder. That's what the Torah Nadorim does. So the same with tshuva. Had you known you would have had the charota now, had you known the oinish, have you thought about what you wouldn't have done it? So therefore, it's oike lemafreya. So what's that got to do with Shabbos? I understand. I have charota. I get up. I do tshuva. I have charota. I shouldn't have done this. I feel terrible. I'm not going to do it again. You do all the four klalim of tshuva, whatever. Fine. So it's oikel mafreya. That is enough of a miracle. That the whole of mafreya is a miracle. But that's how it works. The seder. Aval, what's saying vayichulu? How does that do that? How does that work, mafreya? So al yedei shemitcharet al hamafreya v'zeh istalkus me'avor, that removes you from the past. Kamo kein mamish, ein lecha tshuva v'charota al hamafreya kamo hachrozo shel vayichulu. You don't have a greater statement on the lamafreya than announcing vayichulu. How come? Shekiven shemayit she'akol mechudesh mimen yisparach, because when he says vayichulu, he's testifying to the fact that everything is mechudash from Hashem. And now he's making a statement, there is nothing other than Hashem. There isn't a metzias of neged ritzon hashisparach. Everything is the rotzon of Hashem. You can't have a metzias neged the rotzon. Besides bechira, that's why we need tshuva. That's why we need the vayichulu, because we do have bechira. For some, however Hashem does that, he allows us to go against the rotzon Hashem and not step out of reality. That's the rachamim working with the din, whatever. Trying to have to learn that sometime and understand how that works also. Aval the achroz of einod milvadoi through the vayichulu, that there's no other metzias other than Hashem. V'have ze charota noire v'gilu das v'achroza al chotoyv she'osa kol sheish yisomim. And that's an unbelievable proclamation and revelation of where he's holding on the sins that he did the whole 6 days. Shame neged ametzias, because those were neged the metzias. They were neged the rotzon Hashem. All the sins I did the whole week were neged the rotzon Hashem. As they are bottom with v'tolim lo shirin v'lo kayamim, they become completely nullified. Because on Shabbos, when you stand up and say vayichulu, you're saying this ain't on nivadi. There is nothing outside the rotzon Hashem. So what I did last week, this week that's gone past, that was outside the rotzon Hashem kaviyachol, the lo kayam. The lokayam, it's like an onesh, like we saw last week, the onesh that a person gets, the nakama, works lama freya, makes you realize that what happened then wasn't really the mitziut. So too, saying vayichulu, that does the same thing. The kivan shehichris al kovet shemayim v'nitek esapega lama freya, he's now proclaiming kovet shemayim, and he's detaching himself from what he did before, and it's oike lama freya. So therefore, Rachamim, the Shem's Rachamim, has kapor on all the voinus he did. Okay. So like I said, that's not easy. I'm just holding the idea in your head is not easy, but it's especially because of the Lema Freya. Okay, so we have to come back. We have to do Chazara, that's all. We have to go over it again, and we'll come back and we'll see it Metz Hashem. But the idea is that...
I read somewhere that before Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, that a person should have Harata before they should say Vayahulu.
Yeah, there are people that do vidui. There are people, I was once in a place on Shabbos, and we don't do it, it's not a minhag, but this particular family did vidui before Kiddush.
Wow.
For that reason, it's not brought down. I mean, we don't do it. You don't need the vidui, but for sure on because we person shouldn't be ma'ir is chatoim on Shabbos either. We don't do tshuva. We don't do slach lanu. We don't. But in achinami, it's a different kind of a tshuva. It's not a tshuva that comes about through harata. It's a tshuva that comes about by recognizing reality that what I did last week when I thought I was doing the right thing that was so out of rotzon Hashem that took me so far out of reality, and now I'm saying vayichul, I'm now back in reality. It's a different kind of tshuva. It's not the kind of tshuva that works via charata. It's the charata works l'mefreya. The vayichulu, the recognition that now everything is einod milvode, that works l'mefreya. No harm in having a bit of charata. Charata stam for us is hard work. I don't know. There's a law. You can have charata before you make kiddush. You can sit at the table miserable the whole meal. Also, you got to be careful. We don't know how to do. We don't have to do charata and stay besimcha. Charata. We don't have a tfis on charata.
As soon as I finish my wife's cooking, I have no more negative feelings.
The charata that we need to work on is just the Lord Shavalon. It wasn't worth it. That thing that I did in the grip of the Yetzer or whatever that I'm standing and I'm looking back now, that's charata. Then move on. So Avada, if a person does that before Kiddush, anything goes over the day, even before Shabbos, it's better to do Erev Shabbos. Sit down, think about what your week looked like, because that's what Shabbos is about. See how much you've grown, see how much you've improved, see how much you learned. Focus on the good as well. Get up to say Vayichulu, the Vayichulu in Shmone Esrei. So that's already, that's Tshuva. Tshuva Shleima says, Sami, Sam, Avonesecho, V'chatosecho, Tuchupar. That's the Gemara tells you that when you say Vayichulu. It's not just mumbling the words. A person has to know when he's saying Vayichulu, what's he saying? Vayichulu Shemai V'etzachol Tzam V'chal Elokim, it was Hashem that did it. And therefore, there's nothing outside the Rotzon Hashem. So I could have done something yesterday that was outside the Rotzon Hashem. Oh, boom, I did it. L'mefreya, I understand that. So it's a form of charata, but it's without the negative connotations, I think. I don't know. And the law, I hear the words and it makes sense to me. I see the shlavim, I see everything connects together. But in a voida, maybe this Shabbos I'll get it right. I don't know, let's see. Let's see how it goes. Okay. So we have to come back. This is the Paragimel, like all the others. And as you go weiter, you'll see it's more and more. Well, I want to take the next step with your permission into Imuna. Perek Dalet is Imuna. Let's try and understand where this fits into the whole picture. So what have we seen so far? We've seen Malchus, Chidush HaOlam, Meira or Yira, and now we're going to deal with Imuna. Echad HaKinuyim HaMuzkarim B'Sifra Kedmoni L'Midas HaMalchus HaImuna. Midas HaMalchus, which we spoke about before, one of the names is Kavod, one of the names is Shabbos, but one of the names of Midas HaMalchus is also Imuna. V'Adova Muvan, Shrei Gilu Hashem Yisbarach B'Olameinu Hurak Derech Midas HaImuna. It has to be that way. It's obvious because the revelation of Hashem in our world is only derech, the midah of imuna. Sof sof, misha mistakel by naim tivit ela oilam umaloi, einu roi saboira. If you look at the world with your natural eyes, you don't see a kodesh baruch hu. You see trees and water and plants and animals and buildings, cars. You don't see Hashem. You know, the old two-year-old problem, you know, like, where's Hashem? You don't see Hashem. So the only way you see Hashem is with eyes of imuna. With eyes of imuna, you see Hashem everywhere. But you have to have imuna. Without midas imuna, there's no Hashem. Sheze efsha rak derech enayim shel imuna. Nimtza sha imuna hi gilui kovod malchus boilo. comes out therefore that Imunah is the revelation of covered of the covered of the Malchus in the world. And that's Midas HaMalchus. That's what Midas HaMalchus is. We've said that's what all we've been saying, the whole Sefer. But Malchus less lemigami klum, just to remind ourselves, Malchus itself has nothing of its own. And we use the word imuna, imuna, imuna. We use it all the time. It's the most bandied about word. But if you think about it, imuna has nothing of its own. There's no meaning on its own. What is imuna? Imuna. But imuna on its own in isolation is irrelevant, meaningless. Ein loch kol peichen atzmi. There's no meaning. It has nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous if you think about it. What's midas imuna? Mazek hashu to anything on its own. Lo kumol ave v'yira shalev mitlahet im rikshi ave v'roid m'yira. Ave, a person has feelings of ave. He feels he trembles from yira. Those midas have a mashmut. They have a connection to the person. There's no hergesh. Ragrias amitis hametzias kamoshihi bli lohisi falea klum. What is imuna? Imuna is seeing reality the way it is without adding anything or taking away from anything. Imuna is reality, seeing reality the way it is. So it's like in and of itself, it's nothing. If there was no reality, you wouldn't have imuna because you wouldn't be able to see anything the way it is because there isn't anything to see. Imuna is seeing the truth for the truth. Moshe lemi sheroi chofetz lefono, ve'etze maria ein bo ele es a chofetz atzmo. When somebody sees something in front of him, what does he see? He sees what's in front of him. Maria einu ele kli ledat shiresh amin chofetz. All the sight does is show you that there's something in your way, but the sight has no mashmut on its own. It just tells you that be careful, there's a box in front of you. But Sat itself on its own, it's also Midas HaMalchus. It's also Les Lemigami Klum. Kacha Imuna Hi HaKoyach LaHasig Amitis HaElokis. So too, that Muna is the power, the force which enables us to grasp the reality of Hashem. Well, ain't la gedoris ma'alev amida, but he itself imuna, it has no gedorim. What are the gedorim of imuna? If I'll ask you, what are the gedorim of imuna? You know, how big a share of imuna do you need? It's ridiculous. There's no gedorim to imuna. Imuna is that thing lets you see reality, the same as your eyes let you see reality. What's the share of ria? There's no share of ria. Ria is a malchus dika manifestation of something that's less lamigami klum. Darkness, for example, is a similar kind of thing as well. Darkness in and of itself isn't dangerous. You know that. People get scared of dark. The dark itself is not what's scary. It's when it's dark, you can hurt yourself and all the other things that are around. But darkness itself is also a chayfetz of les lemigami klum. It doesn't do anything. Darkness. Yavan was darkness. Yavan in and of itself is not a problem. The problem with Yavan is it makes everything else that's treif look kosher. The darkness. Darkness makes everything in the room dangerous. When the lights are on, you have a dining room table, you have chairs, you have a couch. It's all very good. It's all very useful. The lights go out, all those things now become dangerous. But the darkness itself is not dangerous. Darkness on its own is nothing. The same as sight, the same as imuna. In and of its own, it's nothing. Aval ein la'agdor v'ma le'umida. It's got no quality. It's got no hagdor and it's got no mida. At the same time, this mida of imuna that is nothing on its own is everything. It's the cause and the source of every mida and broch in the world. Without imuna, a person is in total darkness. When he has imuna, so his eyes are lightened with truth. Therefore, perforce, imuna arouses all the midas. Now you love and now you're scared. Therefore, comes out imuna is the cause of everything, but in itself is less lemigami klum, same as malchus. Achi atzmoi garnished. Fascinating. I never thought about that, did you? Imuna, I never did until I saw it here. Imuna is nothing. You ask somebody, what's Imuna? Describe it, define it. What's the getter? Mama. Vamalma Kova Sibele Imuna. Oh, so then what's the source and the cause of Imuna? Where do you grip Imuna? That's Chochma. Sof sof Adam mitivoy einu ma'amin ve'einu makabel dovah she'einu masig ve'yodei b'seichel she'amnam emesu. The truth is that people don't believe, I'm translating ma'amin as believe just for now, and don't accept anything that they themselves can't grasp and can't understand with their seichel, even if it's true. Nimtza she'achochme hi sibel emuna. Chochmah becomes the cause of imuna. The amnam ha-chochmah eina imuna atzmeh. The chochmah is not the imuna itself. Chochmah is something else. Shafilu kashemasik v'sichloi dova la'amitoi shehu benimtso. Even if a person will grasp with his seichel, a matter of truth that exists. Yesh koich ba'orem la'astirei mechusho u'la'ashiyotoi begeder muskolois bli hergesh. A person has the ability, we all know this, unbelievable koyach. Don't know what to do with that koyach, the tov, unbelievable koyach, to know something in the muskolos, to know something is 100% true, and to hide that and keep that from all the hergeshim and all the powers that we have. Yech koyach barim lastirei mechusha v'lashiyoto begedem muskolos bli hergesh. No emotion, no connection to it whatsoever. Hamachayv es kachoysav loiv v'leira. Person can know something that's true and he can blot it out from his feelings of love and yira lamre. We know that. Lots of things we know that are true that we don't do, that we don't buy into, that we don't connect to, even though we know that it's true. So Chochmah isn't the imuna itself. If Chochmah was the imuna, then everything you knew, that would be poshut. We have to bridge between the Chochmah in order to allow the imuna to live. Alvashtei midasheim. Hashereshu midas ha-chochmah. The root is the mid of chochmah. Ledat et ha-emes, to know the truth. That's why we learn. The person has to learn in order to know b'chochmah what the truth is. Ma ketuv b'shulchan aruch. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon? What is Hashem want? Where do you find that out? By learning Torah. That's the chochmah. Va'acha kacha imuna la'siges ha-emes el ha-lei ve'el ha-chushim. To bring the chokhmah into that part of the mind and that part of the emotions that affect your actions. To see that truth that you've understood through chokhmah as a reality, as a living reality in front of you. Everything in the physical world you take into account. There's a tree in front of you. You walk around it. You don't walk into it. Because it's there, it's real, it's a reality. So this emes that you can't see with your physical eyes, but you see with your chokhmah dika eyes, has to become a reality as well. That's the avoider. To know the chokhmah, to get the emes clear, because if you don't know what the truth is, then why would you want to internalize that? And then to internalize it, what does it mean to internalize it? It means to make it real, to live with that reality. That's where we live our lives, by the way. We live our lives gaining the chokhmah, knowing the truth in seichel, and then trying to make that part of our day-to-day existence. That's where the avoider is. Fine. Okay, that's clear. There's not much new here. He's just using it in a framework, in a terminology that may be a little bit new to us. But the idea is very, I mean, if you haven't worked this one out, if you haven't encountered this problem before, then you're in Perigimel where you just stepped out of reality. We all know that there are lots of things we know in Chochmah. We understand it. And it's a long, hard journey to get to live real with that. The table here that I'm sitting with, I don't have a problem. It's real. It's, yeah, when I sat in the chair, I wasn't terrified I was going to land on the floor because maybe the chair's there, maybe it's not. I don't have even Munna, the chair's there. What Rav Noach used to call five-finger clarity. Hashem, we don't have five-finger clarity on the reality of Hashem. We don't. And the more you work at it and the more you grapple with it, the more it becomes real in certain areas. And then the next area becomes the challenge. There are many things we know real and we still struggle with it. Okay, so that's the Musog of Imuna. That's Les Lemigami Klum, but it opens up everything else. And so the Rambam in the Sefer Chinuch says that if a person, how do you come to Avos Hashem? How do you come to Avos Hashem? So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and the Chinuch says, if you misbein in B'Torah, V'hechrach, you'll come to Avos Hashem and Yirus Hashem as well. The Ava there and the Yiru, they tend to go together. Why? Because if you misbein in the Torah and you absorb the Chochmah and more Chochmah, slowly, slowly, you'll start to see the reality of Hashem. You'll come to love Hashem. Like we just said, Imunah is what gives birth to the other Midas, the Midas of Ava, the Yiru. The Rambam in the Yad says that if you misboinen in the Bria, you'll come to the same thing as well. You misboinen in the Bria, you look at the Maisim and you look at our Kodesh Boch, who put the world together, and you see all the unbelievable niflois or whatever, you'll come to love Hashem as well. It's the same idea. It's Chochmah. There's two ways to attain Chochmah, either through Torah or through looking at the world with Torah eyes. If you look at the world without Torah eyes, you'll think you were descended from a monkey. There were people that looked at the world and came to their own conclusions. You have to look at the world with Torah eyes. But if you look at the world with Torah eyes, you'll come to that akara. That's the Chochmah. But Imunah itself doesn't work automatically. That needs work. Okay, so maybe we've got a few minutes. Let's just do the next shtickle. Let's start it at least. Okay. Vahaseida hanisko hechrachili knoit yisoda yisoidais. The correct order, the imperative order in order to acquire this foundation of all the foundations. Reishis dovet tsari Chochmah. First of all, you need Chochmah. First, you need to know in your seichel that there's a first cause that gave rise to everything that exists. Everything that exists comes from a first source. There's nothing that exists that has its existence outside that motzui rishon, that first cause. And this Kvoide, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Kvoide, is Neir Vayoyim, is awesome and frightening and terrifying, Pachat Pachadim, Vavino Oanu Ma'olam, and he's our Father and he loves us, Ma'olam. Very little you could do to stop that love. So this, Kol Zeh Tzarech Lasik B'Seichel Shekach Hiya Emes. This you have to understand in your Seichel that that's the Emes. Avinu Malkeinu. My Father, He's the Melech Malchei Melochim. He's all powerful, all everything. There's nothing that exists in the world outside of Him. Everything you see is all His work. That's like, I mean, that's mind-boggling. The brain balks from it. It switches off. It doesn't want to go there. But that's the emes a person has to be masig in his seichel. That's a simple postured reality of the Bria. We've been so brainwashed just by the air that we breathe. That is filled with so much nourishkeit, so much sheker, so many lies. We get so caught up in the natural world, in the cause and effect of the teva out there, that it's ridiculous. But that's what a person has to do with his cycle. And that a person has to do, like I said, when Masigim is called Zoyes Yaldaday, is Boyin is Pemahusa Oilan Anifla, Anifarish Negdainu, Shara Bechina. For that, you need to open up Shara Bechina and learn how to look at the world properly. Like the Rambam says, you have to be misboinen in the maisim and the bria of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekzeris haseicheli sheevsha she oilam nifla kazeh bli boi reviyaitzeh. It's a double poshut. That you can't have a world like this if it wasn't created, if it's not somebody in charge of it. Somebody did it. The same way as the safe I'm reading didn't happen because, the old worn out marshal, bottle of ink spilt on the paper and it wrote the book. You know, there's a poshut, she's a lo yucholiyot. Well, Yedoya is boinen is beniflis a Torah. Yeah, he goes. He's bringing down the Rambam and the Chinuch that I mentioned. I'll show you where you say it in davening every day. I've mentioned it to you before. That's the two brochas before Shema. Yoytzim ha'oireis is misboinen on the unbelievable heavens and the bria and how it works. And Avarabba is misboinen sin Torah. That's the hachana for Shema, which is Avas Hashem, Imunin Hashem. Shema is the ultimate declaration of Imunas in Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. It's nothing other than Hashem. How do you prepare for that? Yoytzim ha'oireis va'avarabba. Misboinen in the bria and misboinen in Torah. And it's all there. The ancient Nezim Doyle knew this as well. Unbelievable when you see this coming together. Anyway, that's a side piece. Shehi me'ida al yoytzroi, because the Torah also testifies. Somebody who learns Torah understands no man wrote the Gemara. No man wrote Torah. They're in the vakaze. Obo oifen akorov v'yoyis al yedoy shemizboinen b'mesayreis shenimsru lanu misinai. There's another way of doing it as well. Is that through the Mesoiras that came to us via Sinai. You have an unbroken Mesoira from Sinai. We knew people that stood at Sinai. They told people, they told people, they told people, they told us what happened at Sinai. in an unbroken tradition. It's a bit harder for us to grasp that one, because there were breakdowns in the Masorah a little bit, you know, especially about Tshuva, whatever. Okay, but that's another way to chap the reality is through the Masorah. Shesham amdu kama million anshei v'noshim, anoshim v'noshim, v'mosru es advorim b'duk noire do, b'duk noire do achado adoreinu kayom hazeh. And we have that unbroken tradition, by the way. You can trace, Eli, you can trace your Magid Shir all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu Tzina. You know that. His Masorah HaTorah. I'm not talking about his genetic heritage. But if you take Rabbi Grosner's back to his father, back to his grandfather, back to Rabbi Baruch Be, back to Rabbi Chaim, you can see the Shasheret HaTorah all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Once you get to Pekah Avos, it's not so difficult. The Mishnah there does it for you. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misin, Masrum, Masrum, Masrum. But once you get to Rav Chaim Brisker, we have the Masorah all the way back. I'm saying, you have the Masorah. With me, I'm afraid you're going to have to, I haven't worked out mine yet, all the way back. I learned from Rav Baruch and he from his father, and I'm saying, and back to Rav Yosher Be'er. So whatever, I'm saying, we have a Masorah, it's an unbroken Masorah all the way back to Sinai. And it's not that many generations, by the way, Rav Katz always points out. It's only about 40 generations, you know that. Is it 40 or 80? I keep forgetting. I think it's 40. I think he worked out that from us to Sana, it's only about 40. You would have to meet 40 people. That's all. And you're back at Sana. You know, we think it's like thousands of years ago. It is, but it's only 40 generations. Allowing 40 years for a generation. Mashu Kuzeh, he did a cheshbon. And he lozo chebiduka. He did the cheshbon. But that's about it. Even if it's 60, it's not a lot of people, 40 people in a room. Those are all the people you need to get back to Sana. So that's the Masorah, but it's harder for us because whatever. But Ms. Boynen in the Bria, you go for a walk, you look at the trees, you eat an apple, you Ms. Boynen in the Bria, you use your Seichel, but you have to feel the Seichel. The vote that comes out of this is that Imun doesn't happen automatically. You have to switch on the Seichel and you have to learn it and work it and internalize it and it comes automatically. The Rambam says, Behechrach. You'll come to it. Or miyad. The Rambam says miyad. Now, miyad doesn't mean immediate. Next Friday, I don't know where I'm going to be. We'll do the same. If you don't mind, you'll just pop me an email on Thursday night, and then we'll see if we can meet. I guess we will, but I don't know where you're there. I'm going to try and get away a few days next week, so I'm not sure what the plan is. But you be well, take good care, Metz Hashem. We'll be in touch next week.
Okay. Rabbi, I hope Rabbi does get away. It's worthwhile.
No, I'm going to try. I really have to try. I need to just switch off my phones. But if you need me, my phone is on. I mean, I will have access to whatever, so. It's hard to get away. I remember in all days we used to go on holiday with my father. I'll just tell you how far we've come. It was his yahrzeit 2 days ago. So we used to go on holiday. So the first thing he did when he got in the car, he used to take his watch off and put it in the, you know, in the little cubby there in the front. That's what he did. He took his watch off. Yeah. That was his way of menateking from reality, because there were no phones. There was no, when you went away for 3 weeks, you knew that you weren't gonna. You used to go down to the public call box, or if we were in a hotel, which was rare, but in a hotel. So then you used to phone, used to book a call, and we used to phone home to speak to his parents, just to let them. But that was like once every 3-4 days. It cost a fortune. Today, when you get into the car, you've got to mamash unload a whole trunk load of things you've got to protect. There's a phone, there's a computer, there's a satellite dish, there's a answer. So you take off your watch. So I'm going to try just at least switch off my phone for part of the day, you know, like at least while I'm swimming. Today, you get these special things now that they're waterproof. So you can actually work in the shower while you're swimming. So, but that's not me anyway. No, it just shows you how far we've come. I remember we used to be a bit nervous because we don't know what the time is. He used to say, I don't need to know what the time is. I do whatever I want to do. When I'm angry, I'm eating. I'm tired, I sleep. That was his holiday. So just a bit anxious without a watch, you know. Today, watch, that's your biggest problem. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come a long way. All right. Take good care.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
A guten Shabbos Nachamu. Should be a Nachama for everybody.
Amen. Shkoyach.
Amen. Thank you.